T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How about the largest bourbon menu in Memphis? Bourbon lovers love Spendini as well. It's time you give it a try. Spendini, simply elegant Italian. 383 South Main and SpendiniMemphis.com.
Firehouse Subs has some big news, and boy, is it small. Now you can get the big taste of any of our 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size, starting at just $3.99. Choose from Firehouse Subs classics like the Hook and Ladder with smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, and melted Monterey Jack. Or the famous Firehouse Meatball with melted provolone and zesty marinara. And each small sub has under 500 calories. Small subs, big flavor, starting at just $3.99. Now that is a big deal.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia, reminding you that now a portion of every single Firehouse Subs purchase goes towards providing life-saving equipment for first responders. So even their new small subs can make a big difference.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Firehouse of America will donate 0.13% of your purchases in 2017 at all U.S. locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation with a minimum donation of $1 million. For full details, visit firehousesubs.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine here once again for MemphisHairDoctor.com, New Body Concepts. You've been hearing me talk about this company for years, and it's because they're simply the best. They have a new office location in Germantown, but the same incredible staff that has more experience with the NeoGraft procedure than anyone in the area. They have done millions of grafts. They are the top NeoGraft provider in the southeastern United States, and they have the best prices in the entire country. The NeoGraft procedure revolutionized hair restoration. No longer do you have to go through a painful, scar-inducing procedure that doesn't look natural and just leaves you wondering, why did you do it in the first place? The NeoGraft procedure uses your own hair, so it's natural and it looks fantastic. I went through the process 4.5 years ago. I've had friends go through the process. It really does work. But don't take my word for it. Go to the website, MemphisHairDoctor.com, or give them a call. Set up your free consultation. 855-865-HAIR. 855-865-HAIR. Call my friend Missy. Get set up with a free consultation today. 855-865-HAIR. New Body Concepts.
Listen up, men. This is the Memphis Men's Clinic. You've heard our ads on the radio, you've seen our commercials on TV, and you've seen us in the sports section of the newspaper, so you know what we do. Our physicians specialize in treating erectile dysfunction and premature issues in men of all ages. It's what we do, all day, every day. So you've probably heard our ads thousands of times. The other times you were just listening to our ads, we were helping thousands of other men recover their sex life. While you were only watching our commercials, these men took action and have the intimacy back in their relationship. Don't wait until it's too late. Do something about your issue today and move from skeptic to believer. We have a $99 office visit right now. 901-443-0304. Ask about our new revolutionary priapus shot. That's 901-443-0304, 901-443-0304.
Hey, it's Golic. Don't miss Red Sox great David Ortiz. It's Mike and Mike Wednesday.
Mike and Mike in the morning. Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS-FM at HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing a unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around, and he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
All right, I'm here. It's Gary Parrish. Brad Carson is in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day with no obstacles and no disruptions. And I hope you're ready for the college basketball season, because it's not too far away. And we got a glimpse at the University of Memphis's non-league schedule today. What to make of it, and can we now reasonably project what their record might be in this upcoming season, or at least what their record might project to be in this upcoming season. I think so, maybe. We're going to talk about it in a moment. But first, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you at 425. Rick Cameron works for NBA TV, so who better to talk to about the NBA playoffs than a man who is employed by NBA TV. He's going to join me in about 20 minutes. We'll talk NBA playoffs with Rick, including last night's Game 7 between the Celtics and the Wizards. Of course, the Celtics win it at home, advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's going to be Celtics, Cavaliers, King James against Isaiah Thomas. John Wall last night broke my heart. Zero points in the final 19-03 of the game.
Kelly Olynyk, though.
Kelly Olynyk was on one. Woo. Fun game. Talk to Rick Campbell about it from NBA TV. He's going to be here at 4:25. Finish that segment. I'll do four notable stories at 4:44, which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, follow me here.
Okay.
Black youngster, who's a Memphis-based rapper. I know you're familiar with Brad.
Of course.
He has surrendered to the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office in North Carolina. That happened earlier today for his alleged involvement in a chaotic February shootout in which Young Dolph, another Memphis-based rapper, I know you're familiar with him.
Of course.
Was reportedly the target. You might remember back in February, Young Dolph's vehicle was shot at 100 times. Young Dolph survived, of course, because he has a bulletproof vehicle.
That's a bad shot, too.
Paid $300,000 to have a bulletproof vehicle.
Smart.
So money well spent.
In a way.
Money well spent. Like, most of us are never going to need that.
You must see it coming at that point, huh?
I guess, like really, what has to be going on in your life to where you think, you know what I might need to do? Invest $300,000 to bulletproof my vehicle.
Drop 300 G's to stay safe.
Like, you basically got to be the President of the United States, the Pope, or Young Dolph.
Young Dolph, yeah.
So anyway, now,
Trump or Dolph.
Now black youngsters in there with the authorities.
Oh,
lot to unpack here. Crazy story involving Memphis. We'll get to it at 4:44. The NBA draft lottery is tonight. There's a lot of stake for a lot of teams, most notably the Lakers. We're going to talk about that a little later on this hour. Mark Cuban says the Raiders' move to Las Vegas is going to backfire. I'll tell you why that would surprise me if it backfired just before 5 o'clock. And a former Memphis athletic director died yesterday, age of 84. I'll spend a few minutes on that during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins will join me just like always. And then at 5:25, did James Harden pay some men $20,000 in cash to beat up Moses Malone Jr.? Over a Facebook post.
What's going on?
Moses Malone Jr. says so. Says yes. That is
really
actually what happened. Wild story. We're going to discuss it at 5:25. Then we'll do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the Memphis basketball schedule. Printed today, published today over at commercialappeal.com. You want to run through it real quick?
Let's do it.
Just the non-league schedule is set for now. We're still waiting on the American Athletic Conference schedule, but you know basically what teams you're going to be dealing with there.
Yeah.
The Memphis non-league schedule is as follows. Open with a game in Annapolis, Veterans Classic, against Alabama. That's followed by a game against Arkansas Little Rock, a game against New Orleans, a game against Northern Kentucky, then at UAB on November 30th. Mm-hmm. December 2nd, Mercer comes into FedEx Forum. December 16th, Tigers going to be in Madison Square Garden to play Rick Pitino's Louisville Cardinals. After that, December 28th, Will Wade, LSU, visit FedEx Forum, and that'll be followed by a game against Albany, Bryant, Siena, Loyola, Maryland, or Samford. Or I should rephrase, those are the other non-league games. Just the dates for those games are to be determined. Albany, Bryant, Siena, Loyola, Maryland.
Where is Bryant?
And Samford. Where is Bryant?
What's going on?
I have no idea.
I think it's in New Jersey.
Bryant, is it university? College?
Bryant University. I'm going to guess New Jersey, but I'm going to look it up now. Bryant University.
Bryant College. Oh, Bryant University.
Nope,
okay.
It's in Rhode Island.
Smithfield, Rhode Island.
It's in Smithfield, Rhode Island, it appears.
It has 3,400 students, suburban setting. I've never heard of it in my life. I swear to God.
I've heard of it because I look at, like,
yeah, this is what you do.
But I couldn't identify it on a map, could
I? No.
I put it in New Jersey, and turns out it's in Rhode Island.
All right, well, we're playing them.
Yeah, Bryant's coming to, hey, it doesn't matter where Bryant's from. I just know where they're going to be at some point this winter, and that is FedEx Forum playing the University of Memphis Tigers. So we're not going to do that thing that fills up a whole bunch of radio time where you
rank them all through
and say, this is a win, this is a loss, this is a win, this is a loss. I ain't got that kind of time on my hands. My first thing, though, would just be, I know the very easy thing to do is to look at that schedule and say, God, that schedule sucks, because it is lame. But that's a college basketball problem more than it's a University of Memphis problem. All college basketball non-league schedules are lame.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small handful of good games,
and a bunch of bye games for basically every high major program. For instance, last year, Kentucky's home schedule featured these games. Stephen F. Austin, Canisius, Duquesne, Cleveland State, UT Martin, UCLA, Valpo, and Kansas. So two good games. That's UCLA and Kansas. An okay game. That's Valpo.
Valpo.
And then one, two, three, four, five, whatever bye games.
Right.
So.
I get you. Yeah, it's. I mean, this is kind of what college basketball is, I guess.
So they go one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. They played eight games inside Rupp Arena in the non-league portion of their schedule, and five of them were just bum games. Right. Like, what are we even doing these for? And the reason you're doing them is because you got to put together a season ticket package. You got to buy teams. You can't just keep playing home and homes with everybody. Right. You'll never be able to fill up your home schedule to the extent you need to fill it up to create the most revenue possible. And so that's where bye games were invented, or why bye games were invented. You pay somebody $85,000, $90,000, $95,000, $100,000, whatever you got to do to come play your game. Then you sell 18,000 season tickets or 20,000 season tickets, and you make your money that way. Last year on the road, Kentucky played one non-league road game, only one.
Really?
It was at Louisville. And then they had neutral court games against Michigan State, Arizona State, Hofstra, and North Carolina. Now, that's a, relative to college basketball standards, pretty good.
Yeah, they don't do that Indiana pretty matchup good. Anymore, do they?
No. Oh. That's a pretty good non-league schedule. But my larger point is that if your complaint about the Memphis schedule is, God, you hardly play anybody interesting at home in the non-league, well, if you're a big-time program in this era of college basketball, you're not going to play too many teams that are interesting inside your home arena. Again, Kentucky played two power conference schools last year at home in the non-league schedule. Memphis is going to play one this season. Louisville last year also only played two. Cincinnati, if you're looking for a comparable program, another AAC program, they only played one home game against a power conference school last year in the non-league. That was against Xavier. So Memphis's schedule is on the light side because their power conference home game is against a terrible power conference team in LSU, a team that's totally rebuilding after sucking for multiple years and having to hire a new coach. So that's not too much fun. But if the measuring stick is power conference opponents in your non-league schedule at home, Memphis only has one. That's really only one fewer than most schools in the country are going to have. It's the same amount that Cincinnati had last year. I guess you would want, if you're a Memphis fan, you would want your home and homes, of which now you only play a couple, most schools at the high major level, because you're going to do bye games and neutral site games, and then you're going to do maybe two or three home and homes. And I guess if you're a Memphis fan, you'd rather your home and homes be something other than LSU and UAB. Like, you'd love them to be Indiana and Kentucky. I'm just going to the extreme here.
No, you're right.
Or something interesting.
Something interesting.
Because the ones you got aren't interesting, but as they say, it is what it is. The Memphis program isn't in very good shape right now. They probably don't need to be challenging themselves too aggressively in the non-league portion of the schedule. I wouldn't if I were the coach with this kind of roster. And either way, there's no evidence that Memphis could go out and get those types of games that a Kentucky or a North Carolina or a UCLA or a big blue blood brand can get. So this is the schedule, for better or worse. But like I said at the top, this is more of a college basketball issue than a University of Memphis issue. As for the non-league portion of the schedule, you go through it. They went 10-3 in the non-league last year. They lost to Providence, Ole Miss, and Monmouth. So when you look at the 13 games in the non-league portion of the schedule this year, I think something similar is probably possible because the schedule's a little simpler. I say they definitely lose to Alabama, which has a top
five. Good.
Well, they return some really good pieces. Mm-hmm. They weren't a good team last year, but they had some nice pieces. They return most of those.
You've got them ranked, don't you?
In the preseason top 25, I do. And then they enroll a top five recruiting class with a point guard in Colin Sexton, who's, you know, a possible one-and-done guy. So the talent is in place. Now, that doesn't always guarantee anything, but the talent is in place. Alabama, I think, will be able to, from a talent perspective, overwhelm this University of Memphis roster, particularly in the season opening game, when those Memphis players will be playing together for the very first time in a real game on real television. I would say you definitely lose that game, and you certainly lose to a Louisville team that's going to be preseason top 10 in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, like, that's done.
I mean, you'll be a significant underdog there. So I say you definitely lose those two. And then The other two interesting games are like I said, LSU at FedEx Forum and at UAB. Can you split those?
I think it's a toss-up game with this roster.
Like, UAB wasn't very good last year, but Memphis doesn't project to be very good this year.
Right.
And LSU is obviously not very good last year. They were awful. But LSU, like, has a better recruiting class set to enroll than Memphis does. I mean, I know that LSU's coach just got hired, like, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But they've got a better recruiting class set to enroll, according to the 247 sports recruiting rankings, than the University of Memphis. So let's just be optimistic. Okay. Would you like to be optimistic?
I love optimism.
Would you allow me to be optimistic
about my
alma mater?
Yes.
I would say that they split LSU and UAB.
Beautiful.
And then they've got the 9 bye games. Mm-hmm. And let's just say they slip up somewhere and lose one of them, because they probably will. They did last year, and they're not, they certainly won't be as talented this year as they were last year. So let's say they slip up, lose one of them, and they finish 9-4 in the non-league portion of their schedule. So then the question, of course, becomes where do they finish in the AAC?
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking at this today because I hadn't looked at it yet. Like, where would this roster, as it relates to the other rosters within the league, where is it going to be picked to finish in the American Athletic Conference? Obviously, you can finish anywhere.
Sure.
Like, you got to play the games, but where will they be picked? And so I went through it, looked at the rosters, and went through the American Athletic Conference and said, okay, how many teams do I feel like are on paper going to be better than what Memphis appears to be on paper? And I wrote it down, and then I immediately texted my friend and colleague, John Rothstein, because Rothstein follows everything more closely than anybody follows everything. Like, if you want to talk ACC with me, or Duke and Kentucky recruiting with me, or lottery picks with me, or anything at the top of the sport, I can have that conversation with you all day long. Rothstein, he can talk to you about the best benches in the MAC.
Right.
You know, and who are the X factors for every team in the horizon. Like, he really, like, knows all of these rosters. It's sort of weird, but also impressive, but mostly weird, but still impressive. And so I texted him and I said, oh, quick, random question. Where would you pick Memphis? If somebody said, hey, assignment due today, project the American Athletic Conference, where are you going to have Memphis picked?
Good question.
And he said, let me look at it. I'll hit you back in a few minutes. He hit me back in a few minutes, and he had them projected the exact same place where I had them projected, behind the exact same teams that I had them projected by. I say that only to say that these are two people who cover college basketball, who are independent of each other, didn't share any notes, didn't discuss it at all, and just said, let's rank AAA schools heading into this season, and we both came up with the same ranking.
Okay.
It's going to depress you.
Oh, no.
We both had Memphis 8th in the American Athletic Conference. And really, I don't understand how you could possibly pick them to finish higher than 8th. They could finish higher than 8th, but I don't know how you could possibly pick them higher than 8th. I had them behind Wichita State, obviously.
Of course.
Cincinnati, obviously. Those are going to be preseason top 25 teams. SMU is a borderline preseason top 25 team. I've got them projected to finish 3rd in the American Athletic Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got UConn.
Yep.
Temple. Central Florida. Houston. And Memphis. Again, to be clear, it doesn't mean that they can't finish higher than that.
Sure.
You got to play the games. There are surprises in every league every year and disappointments in every league every year. Perhaps this upcoming season, Memphis will be the surprise and Cincinnati will be the disappointment, and they'll finish somewhere different than where they'll be projected. But I do think it's very reasonable to assume they're going to be projected right around 8th.
What's that record in that slot?
Well, who could say for sure?
Yeah.
But I can tell you what it was last year.
What was it?
Last year, the team that finished 8th in the American Athletic Conference was Temple. And that Temple team finished 7-11 in the league. So let's just assign 7-11 in the league to the University of Memphis, combine it with the 9-4 non-league schedule, and what you've got is a record of 16-15 heading into the AAC tournament. Let's say they win one there, then lose one there, and that might be being optimistic, but like I said, I'm happy to be optimistic for a day. That would put them with a final record of 17-16. It would be the worst record since Johnny Jones went 15-16 in the 1990-2000 college basketball season.
I'll tell you this, after you talk through all that, that's higher than I thought it would all factor out to be as a prediction.
Well, what I've tried to explain before...
But I follow it, and I agree with you.
What I've tried to explain before is that, you know, because people say, ooh, you think they're going to have a losing record? I'm like, they're going to be a bad team.
Right.
But, like, it's hard to have a losing record if you're a high-major program because you get 9 bye games.
Right.
Like, they have 9 bye games. They've got neutral courts with Louisville and Alabama, home and homes with LSU and UAB, and then 9 bye games. That means you're basically... If you are competent at all, you should be able to just start the season with 9 wins.
Yeah.
That's why you look at some of these mid-majors And then you look at the high majors and you go, well, that high major's got a better record. Well, like, because they pocketed 9 wins.
Yeah.
They started 9-0, essentially. Now, I'm not sure Memphis is going to win all 9 of those games, but you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't never supposed to pay $90,000 to a team to come in and beat you. It happened last year.
Yeah.
I am assuming it'll happen somewhere this year just because, like, it just probably will. But it's not supposed to happen. So it's very difficult to have a losing record at the high major level when your athletic director and president allow you to schedule 9 bye games. And so I'm not certain Memphis is going to have a losing record. But by the projections I just did, hovering right around 500 and perhaps finishing with a losing record for the first time since the 1999-2000 season, that seems like a likely scenario. We'll talk a little bit more about this with Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock when we come back. Turn our attention to the NBA playoffs. Rick Kamla from NBA TV.
It's the thrill of the grill event, now at the Home Depot, where the Kingsford Lone Star Charcoal Grill is a special buy at just $99. You'll save $50. Its durable cast iron grates and extra large surface can handle up to 24 burgers at a time, making you the undisputed grillmeister on the block. Get a fresh take on spring with the Kingsford Lone Star Charcoal Grill. Just $99, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 31st while supplies last. Selection varies by store.
Welcome to Wells Fargo. How can I help you?
We found the perfect home.
It has an amazing view.
And a swing set.
And a two-car garage.
But we're just not sure if it fits our budget.
Okay, well, let's look at some low down payment options. Then we can determine how much you may be able to borrow.
Great. Let's make it happen.
Wells Fargo is building better every day with personalized support. Learn how at wellsfargo.com/yournewhome.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender. NMLSR ID 399801.
Divorce is never easy. Trust me, I've been there. Hi, this is pro football legend Barry Sanders for Cordell and Cordell. I know firsthand the effects a divorce can have on your family, your children, and your finances. So do the attorneys of domestic litigation firm Cordell and Cordell. As advisors and advocates for men facing divorce, they work to help dads maximize their role in their children's lives. I've met with Cordell and Cordell attorneys and their clients. I've heard these guys' stories, know their sacrifices. I've seen their attorneys' passion and resolve not to let a broken marriage force dads out of their kids' lives. Don't let divorce take away any more than it has to. Consider Cordell and Cordell, a partner men can count on.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. 901-362-3666. That's 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell and Cordell, 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Your house, where Wi-Fi devices continue to multiply, slowing down your internet. Take control with a special offer from Xfinity and give your house the speed it needs. In the living room where dreamers become streamers, the bedroom where gamers become Hall of Famers, and the family room where video chatters reconnect with distant relatives. Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience, and right now is a great time to switch. Welcome to my house. Xfinity is America's best internet provider according to speedtest.net. And now new customers can get a great offer on the Internet Plus package with Blast for $59.99 a month for 1 year. And get download speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store today. Must enroll in either bill paperless billing and auto pay within 30 days or charges increase by $5 a month. 1 year term agreement required. Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After 1 year, regular rates apply.
Are you buying, refinancing, or building a new home? If so, Bank of Bartlett and Bartlett Mortgage will give you the best rate with quick closing. As a locally owned mortgage firm, all decisions, underwriting, and credit decisions are made right here. Rates are at historic lows, so now's the best time ever to get a new home loan or refinance your current home loan. No matter where you live in the Memphis area, there's a Bank of Bartlett and a Bartlett Mortgage office convenient to you. Mention you heard this from your boy Jason Smith, and you'll receive a $100 check for your closed loan. Call Bartlett Mortgage today at 901-382-6600. Or on the web, you can go to them at bankofbartlett.com. This offer is non-transferable. You have to mention you heard this ad on the top of your application to obtain the offer. Refinancing of existing Bank of Bartlett mortgage home equity lines of credit does not qualify. Check will be mailed to account holders 4 to 6 weeks after loan closing. This offer cannot be combined with any other mortgage offers. Call for current rates. Loans are subject to credit policy and credit limitations. Bank of Bartlett and Bank of Bartlett Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Bank of Bartlett's an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
You hear that drip? Think about it this way. There's a nickel.
there's a dime. And before you know it, this is getting expensive. Drips or water leaks like this can add up quickly on your water bill. It might as well be this sound. That's your money going down the drain. 901 Plumbing can service any problems that arise. Residential, commercial, and 24-hour emergency service. Drips, drops, and even pours, 901 Plumbing can settle the score. On your water bill, that is. 901 Plumbing. 901-235-4200 or 901plumbing.com.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Every loan at Ace is backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money you borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
This is Owen.
Hi there. Hello.
He's an imaginary person who represents many business owners.
What?
Owen is savvy.
I am.
He knows digital marketing is imperative to grow his business.
Yes, very important.
But he's not sure how it works or who to trust.
No, I don't.
That's why he should turn to SmartReach Digital.
Good idea.
SmartReach Digital designs programs that promote your business and generate leads. Need a digital partner you can trust?
I need SmartReach Digital.
Learn more at growwithsmartreach.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. We got some Memphians in trouble in Charlotte, North Carolina. Black youngster has had to surrender to authorities for reportedly shooting at young Dolph.
Oh, man.
I'll explain it to you the best way I know how.
What's going on?
That might be by relying on a YouTube commentator. We're going to do it in the next segment. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins will be here. But right now, he works for NBA TV. His name's Rick Campbell, making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, Rick, it's Gary. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me on. Boy, that was quite the big voice guy intro right there, wasn't it?
you mentioned you got rappers shooting at each other, and I can keep that audience through the next segment for sure, I think. I'm hope.
Yeah.
I'm just not even going to touch that, man. God bless any victims in that whole thing. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, no victims. Nobody was harmed or hurt. So that's the good part of the story. But it is a wild story. It's got two Memphis rappers in it. It's perfect for sports talk radio
Nobody got hurt. Came on. Yeah, for sure.
Nobody got hurt, so we can laugh about it a little bit. Rick, last night was Game 7 Eastern Conference semifinals, Celtics-Wizards. Celtics pull away late. John Wall didn't score in the final 19 minutes of that basketball game. Was that him just being exhausted, him just having a rough stretch, him having a tough time with the moment? What do you think happened to John Wall?
Yes, I think it was all of that. Yeah. And I'm not mad at John Wall. I'm mildly disappointed in terms of, And not like I'm a Wizards fan or a John Wall fan necessarily. I'm disappointed for him. Huge moment, right? And he and Bradley Beal and the rest of the Wizards were up to the task. They were staring down the gun barrel behind enemy lines and performing very, very well. A game that was right there for them to win. Beal obviously held up his end of the deal with a playoff career high. And John Wall did not. And I really think this is going to fuel him. I think in the future it's going to make him a better player. It's going to cause him to work that much harder. But let's analyze the situation. Scott Brooks did a terrible job of managing his team last night. How is Kelly Oubre not playing more? Did not play in the first half. It's ridiculous. And I thought that, keeping Gortat on Kelly Olynyk, what are you doing, dude? Right. Olynyk lives at the three line. Gortat is a paint big. You've got to adjust that. So there's blame to go around. Anybody out there, Gary, who is saying that John Wall stained his legacy, missing his final 11 shots. By the way, that's the first Game 7 he's ever played.
Right.
And this is not a Game 7, you know, at Sacramento. This is not a Game 7 at Target Center in Minneapolis. This is a Game 7 in Boston at TD Garden, right, against the number one seed in the East. So very, very tough environment and atmosphere. He didn't perform well. I believe he'll bounce back. Look, he's a future Hall of Fame guy. He's a perennial All-Star. But anybody saying that he, like, forever stained his legacy with that performance last night, they just don't understand basketball or basketball history.
No, and we have short memories. Like, you just get back there and make good next time, and then suddenly you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, and people don't even talk about this ever again. Like, how often these days do people talk about LeBron's Game 6, 2010 in Boston? Like, that was a triple-double, but still disappointing. And a lot of people thought he quit in that game. It just doesn't come up anymore. And what happened with John last night, it won't come up anymore either if your better days are ahead of him, which I agree they probably are. But it's just so difficult in the East because you've got right now LeBron James, who's always going to occupy, at least for the foreseeable future, one of the spots in the Eastern Conference Finals. And on the other side, you got a Celtics team that, depending on how those ping pong balls bounce tonight, has got an opportunity to not only be the one seed, but be the one seed and get better with the best player in this draft. And so if you're Washington or really anybody else in the East, you can see a scenario where Cleveland and Boston just keep moving in another direction that becomes difficult to keep up with.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy that the Boston Celtics, and think about this, they get Brooklyn's first round pick next year as well.
Right.
Wah, wah, wah for the rest of the East, right? It's ridiculous how bad of a trade that was for Brooklyn and how incredible of a trade that was for, I think, one of the top 10 GMs in all of professional sports, Danny Ainge. I think he gets it. I think he's brilliant. So, Boston is in great shape. They're in such good shape, guys, that they didn't feel like they had to make a rash move and trade off a bunch of assets to get a Paul George or a Jimmy Butler. Now, had they done that, this Eastern Conference Finals would be, I think, a lot better right now, because right now I've got it at a five-game series. I think Cleveland, who's had a week off, is going to be a little rusty in Game 1, at the beginning of Game 1. And who knows, the Celtics may even win Game 1. But once the Cavaliers get their legs back under them, their wind and the rhythm back, I think they're going to blow them out. Think about that, not in every game, but I think it's going to be a five-game series. Think about the last meeting in the regular season. It was an annihilation. It was a statement game by Cleveland that, yeah, they win the number one seed. We're going to prove right now that we're a way better basketball team, and I believe that's going to play out that way. It's disappointing, man. It really is. I think Washington would have gone six with Cleveland, and just because Wall and Bill and it, like, really, really talented guys. Boston's, like, spread out thicker with solid guys. But I don't think that's going to work against Cleveland.
I'm talking to Rick Kamla from NBA TV. He's on Twitter at NBA TV Rick. And remember, TNT is the exclusive home of what we're talking about right now, the 2017 NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Game 1 tomorrow night tips at 7 Central. And for your pre- and post-game, NBA TV's got comprehensive it's your comprehensive destination for studio coverage throughout the rest of these playoffs. Rick, we mentioned the Celtics. They're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. It means Brad Stevens is now, I believe, I looked this up earlier today, only the second man in history to coach in multiple Final Fours and a league in a conference finals in the NBA. What's his reputation throughout that league right now?
It's really, really good. You're going to have to travel long and far to somebody say a bad word about Brad Stevens, about him as a guy, about him as a leader of men, about his X's and O's, about the trajectory he has Boston on. It's all good. I mean, he is squeaky clean. He can't do any wrong. He has an opportunity to X and O. Teron Lou, he has an opportunity to, make an adjustment because he's a more experienced head coach than Teron Lou. And I'm not taking anything away from Lou. I'm not throwing any shade on him at all. This guy made history last year. In a half year as a rookie NBA head coach, he led a team to a championship. So I'm giving him all the due. But in terms of experience, Brad Stevens has a lot more than Teron Lou. But Lou has better players, and in the end, that's going to win out.
I'm talking to Rick Kamla from NBA TV on Twitter at NBA TV Rick. The Warriors are the favorite in Las Vegas and in most people's minds, not only to get out of the Western Conference Finals, but win the whole thing. On the other hand, we do have LeBron James operating at a historically great level, really unlike we've ever seen him operate, and we've seen him do some amazing things. How do you balance those things? Going with the undeniably more talented team and one of the most talented teams in modern history, but one of the all-time greats, if not the all-time greatest, in his prime and operating at a high level on the other side.
I mean, it's going to be fun. I mean, look, I think with Kawhi Leonard being out right now, you're going to have and he may come back later in the series, but if it's 2-0, and I think Golden State is going to obliterate him tonight. I think it's going to be if y'all want an investment opportunity, you might want to take a look at Golden State tonight. But because I think there's going to be a deflation from San Antonio, I think there's going to be a realization that we're screwed without Kawhi, and they are. Could they hang for a quarter or a half? Maybe, but they ain't going to win the game. And I think San Antonio's won their last game in this series. So you're going to get Golden State fresh. I think you're going to get Cleveland fresh. And it's going to be an unbelievable finals. And people that say that, you know, the dominance of these two teams is bad for the NBA, I would welcome them a little walk down NBA history lane to the 1980s, The heyday of the NBA, when every year Boston and L.A. were on a collision course. Nobody was complaining about it. Some of the greatest basketball theater we've ever gotten. Guess what? The last two finals have been some of the greatest basketball theater that we have ever gotten, and we're going to get even more of it this year. So if you want to say that Cleveland going 8-0 and Golden State going 8-0, the first two rounds is bad for the NBA, I'll agree with you. It's also bad for broadcast networks who aren't making as much money, you know, in games 5, 6, and 7, where with the ads and all that kind of stuff. So that's not great for the NBA, and it makes for kind of a dull series, right? I mean, a sweep. I mean, who enjoys a sweep other than the home team? But overall, big picture, I think it's good for the NBA.
I mean, I'm with you because, like, the big picture is that we're going to get an amazing finals that is going to be can't-miss basketball and just fabulous television. And so if we have to be bored in parts of the playoffs leading up to that, I can live with that. I'm talking to Rick Hamlin here from NBA TV. Remember, NBA TV is the comprehensive destination for pre- and post-game studio coverage throughout these NBA playoffs. You mentioned tonight's game. Under normal circumstances, I can wait to get home and watch game two of the Western Conference Finals. I don't even know that I'll turn it on tonight. I mean, I'm exaggerating. I will. But it does feel like every bit of interest in that series has been ripped away. I'm glad that one's on ESPN and you guys got the other one, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. But, you know, I hope, you know, for TNT, they're my employers. I hope that thing goes six, man. I hope Boston can get a couple of games. I just don't see it. And in terms of, you know, the Western Conference Finals, I think it was going to go long, guys, the healthy Kawhi Leonard. You've got all the others of San Antonio that got so much confidence from that Houston series, and it carried over. And they were up 25, okay, and Kawhi Leonard was unstoppable, and that was going to be a long series. But, of course, now it's not, unless Kawhi can come back and get right for game three, get that game, come back and get a game four. Now we're going long. To me, that's way too many ifs. Kawhi Leonard, and by the way, if he comes back game three, what's to say that mid-second quarter he doesn't, you know, tweak his ankle again? I mean, he's got a really, really loose wheel right now, and so I just don't have any faith that he's going to be able to come back, or that San Antonio's come back and be awesome, or that San Antonio's going to be able to win without him. It's, no, it's unfortunate, man, but I still encourage people to watch the games, because you know this. You could have some sort of controversial incident, sure, you know, something that goes viral. It seems like the games that you turn off and, it's a blowout, I don't need to watch this anymore. That's when a scuffle happens, yeah, or when, you know, something happens that you're like, oh, man, I'm sorry I missed it. So that's why I'm going to continue to watch.
I can envision a scenario tonight where somebody closing out for Golden State lands underneath the jump shooter, and we've got a scuffle based on that. Wrapping up here with Rick Hamlin from NBA TV. We mentioned that Kawhi Leonard is out, and we know why he is out. Greg Popovich went in on Zaza Pachulia yesterday. Do you think Pop was, did he take it too far, or was he, his commentary on what happened and on Zaza specifically, was it warranted?
Well, yeah, because his star player has been taken out. And I think Pop and everybody realize the series over. So in that way, I understand the sort of emotional and explosive reaction from Greg Popovich. Now, is he right? Yes, I think he's right about the fact that he thinks that Zaza Pachulia had intent to maybe not injure Kawhi, but maybe injure him, you know, because to me, he took an extra little bunny hop out to get underneath Kawhi Leonard. And you go to at NBA TV, Rick, I took a shot off the TV and blew it up. And you can see that Zaza's left foot is way extended outside of his body. and that it's if it's not dirty, it's really chippy. But here's the thing: this is playoff basketball, man. And is it does it blur the lines of fair play and morality and all that? Yeah, but guess what? Golden State's in this to win this. They're on a redemption tour. They blew a 3-1 lead in the finals last year, and I think they are super, uber competitive anyway. But now they're pissed, and they have to win this championship. So they, to a man, are all willing to do whatever it takes, and that's what Zaza did with that mindset. Is it right? Not necessarily, but life ain't fair, guys.
That is Rick Kamla from NBA TV, which is, of course, the comprehensive destination for pre- and post-game studio coverage throughout the playoffs. He's at Twitter, on Twitter, at NBA TV. Rick, I really appreciate you being here, man. I'll catch up with you down the road.
Hey, guys, call anytime, man. Take it easy.
You're very nice. Thanks. That's Rick Kamla from NBA TV. When we come back, black youngster.
Oh, this is something.
Has surrendered to the authorities in North Carolina for his alleged role in 100 bullets being shot at another Memphis rapper, Young Dolph. This, of course, happened back in February. They've been investigating for a while. Seemed pretty clear on all the hip-hop websites that black youngster was behind this the whole time.
Right.
Finally, they got enough evidence to charge him.
Yeah.
I'll walk you through it next.
The Celtics won Game 7 against Washington. What does Boston need to do to dethrone the king? We'll ask Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when he joins Mike and Mike Wednesday morning.
David Ortiz joins Mike and Mike Wednesday morning. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar joins Mike and Mike at 8:30 a.m. Wednesday.
Mike and Mike in the morning. Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m.
92.9 FM ESPN.
We are at 929golfcard.com with our brand new golf card. And now there's a 2-for-1 special. You get 20% off golf cards for the price of one for Father's Day. It's our Father's Day special at 929golfcard.com, 929golfcard.com. You get 2 golf cards for the price of 1, and these cards are good through October. So you get all the prime golf months, and you get discount rates of 20% at each of these courses: Miramichi, Quail Ridge, Stonebridge, Plantation, and Riverbend Links in Tunica. So you've got the whole area covered. One of those courses I played this past weekend, actually, Quail Ridge in Bartlett. It was fantastic, great for the kids. So you could even use this for your child and for yourself, or for your pops and yourself for the weekend getaways. Or if you're a big-time golfer, you'll get your money's worth with this card, because you also get to play at member rates at Irene Golf and Country Club over on Irene Boulevard and at Wyndite Country Club. So member rates at those two clubs, the other six, including Miramichi, you get the 20% off rate. You get 2 cards for the price of 1, just $92. And the place to get it now at 929golfcard.com.
AutoZone presents Wash and Wax. Washing your car removes road grime and dirt buildup that can scratch your car's finish, while a good coat of wax helps protect that beautiful shine. And right now, get a 32-ounce bottle of Black Magic Tire Wet for just $5.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With 64 Mid-South area locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The Ready to Ride sales event is here. Head to your local Can-Am dealer and gear up for your ultimate adventure. Whether cruising the open road or taking on trails, Can-Am Spyder ATVs and side-by-sides are engineered to perform and excite. Hurry in and save up to $3,500 on select 2016 Can-Am models. Get ready to ride at your local Can-Am dealer.
Visit Honda of Forest City or online at ForestCityPowerSports.com.
Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself. And with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours. And you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything. And it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from MemphisHairDoctor.com. New body concept. Spring has sprung and the weather is changing. It's going to be beautiful and we're all going to be out by the pool and barbecuing very, very soon. And you're looking in the mirror thinking, I don't have as much hair on top of my head as I did last summer. Well, if that's the case, then call my friends at MemphisHairDoctor.com and New Body Concepts at 855-865-HAIR and set up a free consultation so you can learn more about the NeoGraft procedure. The NeoGraft procedure revolutionized hair restoration and no one has done more NeoGraft procedures in the southeastern United States than Memphis. MemphisHairDoctor.com and New Body Concepts, and nobody in the country has better pricing. I went through this procedure over 4 years ago. I've had friends of mine that have gone through it. It really does work. So if you've been thinking about hair restoration, if you've been thinking about filling in those gaps, it will really work, and it will make you feel better. It'll make you look younger, and you'll get that confidence back up. It is fantastic. But don't just take my word for it. Again, make that phone call, 855-865-HAIR. New offices in Germantown, same great doctors, New Body Concepts, MemphisHairDoctor.com, 855-865-HAIR.
Introducing the ultimate chicken club.
Club chicken.
The hottest club in town.
Bok bok.
No cover Fridays.
Or any days.
Cause it's a sandwich.
Sonic's chicken club sandwich.
With crispy bacon, peppercorn, mayo, brioche bun.
So hot.
The ultimate chicken club.
It's a sandwich.
This is how you Sonic.
That's a restaurant. For a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Searching for a sure bet to take your career to the next level? You're in luck. Southland Park, the fastest growing gaming, racing, and entertainment destination in the Mid-South, is looking for hardworking, friendly individuals who are driven to succeed. Southland offers competitive wages, good benefits, growth potential, and an exciting work environment. To see all the great opportunities, visit southlandpark.com/careers. Some positions may require being 21 and obtaining a state gaming license.
I had a guy stop by to see me. He showed me a picture of his girlfriend explaining she's the one. As a jeweler, I'm involved in life's truly special moments. I showed him rings and he asked, why is yours so much less? My answer, Continental Buying Group. I'm the only Memphis jeweler belonging to Continental Buying Group, by far the most respected jewelry buying consortium in America. With over 100 retailers with about $1 billion of buying power, I get better prices without sacrificing quality or integrity. It's very simple. Since I pay less, you pay less. That's a slam dunk. I'm a jeweler. My name is Steve and my store is King. King Furs and Fine Jewelry in Laurel.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
Visit Barton Equipment just across the bridge in West Memphis. Call 870-735-2510 or visit bartonequip.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Over the Memphis commercial period. He's going to be here at 5 o'clock. At 5:25, did James Harden pay men $20,000 cash to beat up Moses Malone Jr.? Yes, according to Moses Malone Jr. Weird story. Involves social media. I'll tell you about it at 5:25. But right now, I have four stories I'd like to discuss.
Now, Gary's four stories. Presented by Bank of Bartlett. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
A Memphis-based rapper who goes by the stage name of Black Youngster was one of three men who surrendered to the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday for their alleged involvement in a chaotic February shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina.
What's going on?
Police charge Youngster,
yeah,
whose actual name is Sammy Benson.
Sammy Benson.
He's 27 years old. They also charge Frederick Black and Antavius Gardner with six counts each of discharging a weapon into occupied property and felony conspiracy. It's the latest turn of events in a saga that, according to hip-hop media outlets, stems from a rivalry between Memphis-based rappers. Other, of course, being Young Dolph. So I remember when this happened.
Yeah, I think we talked about it on the show.
I feel like we might have talked about it on the show. And I think all of my research, what I remember walking away from with was that apparently a black youngster is tight with Yo Gotti.
Yes.
And Young Dolph was a rising star who Yo Gotti wanted to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Young Dolph didn't want to sign with Yo Gotti. Somehow, black youngster gets involved. Next thing you know, they got 100 bullets aimed at Young Dolph's vehicle.
Yeah.
But thank the Lord, Young Dolph later explained that he had invested $300,000 to have his vehicle bulletproof. And boy, is that money well spent.
That is foresight, Gary.
Woo!
That is foresight.
Man, just think if like Tupac would have done that.
I know. He'd still be here.
He'd still be with us.
Moment of silence for Tupac.
Yeah. And Biggie, too, I guess.
Yeah, Biggie, why not?
And so we got it. Like, this is serious.
Right.
This is serious. Yeah. Like, it's one thing to just take shots at each other on tracks, right?
Yeah.
It's another thing to, like actually put 100 bullets.
Yeah.
Just start spraying bullets everywhere in Charlotte, North Carolina. And poor Charlotte. Like,
it's a Memphis problem that's poured over to the Charlotte.
Like, Charlotte's like, yo, why are we dealing with Memphis's problems?
Yeah. What's
like,
going
hey,
on
why, don't, why can't the Memphis what's rappers shoot each other in Memphis?
No kidding.
Why are the Memphis rappers coming to Charlotte? Yeah. They were performing, big convention there.
Yeah.
But why are the Memphis rappers coming to Charlotte? That's what Charlotte, the people in Charlotte must be thinking.
Well,
why did the Memphis people come to Charlotte to shoot each other?
In fairness, Charlotte, here's the situation. People don't want to come to your state right now, so you got to take what you can get, whether it's a hip-hop convention, because people aren't going there to play basketball games.
Oh, that's a reference to HB2.
Yes. They're not going there for the because the NBA has said, we're not going to have our All-Star game there. Right?
Yeah, but Young Dolph and Black Youngster, they didn't care. They were like, you know what?
Shoot it
hey,
up.
We don't care where they make you go to the bathroom. We're coming here to rap.
Yeah.
And if we got to put 100 bullets in a vehicle, then that's what we're going to do as well. So in preparation for the show, I was like, okay, I think I got a basic sort of general old white man understanding of what's happening here.
Sure.
But there's got to be a better authority on this rivalry between Black Youngster and Young Dolph than I.
Mm-hmm.
And so I immediately went to YouTube and I found a guy. His name is, he has a YouTube channel. It's Famous Animal TV.
Oh, Famous Animal TV.
I was unfamiliar with his work, but I looked at he's got 17,000 subscribers. That seems pretty good, right?
Nice little following.
Yeah, Famous Animal TV. And
what's he do? I mean, what's his research on? Or what's
I think he just commentates on stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think things happen in the world, and then he just tells
breaks
you.
It down?
He just sort of breaks it down for you. So I said, okay, I'm going to listen to Famous Animal TV break this down for me. And so I click play, and here's what happened.
Famous Animal TV, and I'm doing live exclusive interview promotion. You know what I'm saying? All that good shit, follow me on Instagram, Famous Animal TV. Make sure y'all hit the like, subscribe button, all that good I'm going to get straight to the shit, you know what I'm saying? The situation, Young Dolph, the 100-shot shit, you know what I'm saying? They say Black Youngster turned himself in on that shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know the situation. I ain't got too much to say about it, but I am bringing the street news to this shit. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, homie, you know. Whatever is shit, you know what I'm saying? But I wish homie the best of luck of the situation, cause she's some f up shit motherfucker snitching. I don't know what the case, but they said he turned himself in. So if a person willing to turn themselves in on some shit, probably they shit like mine, they ready to go get this out the way type shit, you know what I'm saying? At they life so they can go and move on with their life. And you know, like recently motherfucker got on interviews, apologized to people. That, you know what I'm saying? So, in the case of the situation, if it's true or if it ain't true, you know what I'm saying? They say he turned himself in on, you know what I'm saying? If y'all notice, if y'all go look at his Instagram, you cannot find his Instagram. They say his Instagram is down, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what he's saying.
I know what he's saying. I mean, he's just giving us the straight ish.
Yeah, he's just delivering the street news. He doesn't know if it's true or not. he just knows that now Black Youngster no longer has an Instagram, which is disappointing, and is probably just trying to get on with his life since he surrendered to authorities. That's what I learned. I think I learned from Famous Animal TV.
The thing I appreciate about Famous Animal TV is that even if it's not true or not, he's giving us the straight ish.
Right.
I mean, that's all you can ask for.
That's all I could ask for. Can we hear it one more time,
maybe?
Yeah,
anyway, let's just get the
Famous Animal TV, and I'm doing live.
See if we missed anything the first time.
Yeah, we can break it down
you know
some if you want.
All that good shit, Follow me on Instagram, Famous Animal TV. Make sure y'all hit the like, subscribe button.
He spends half of it talking about getting subscribed.
I think that's the way you get subscribers.
I'm gonna get straight to the
Well, get straight to it, yes, Famous Animal TV.
Sometimes.
Hey, yeah. Like, if you can't say I'm going to get straight to it and then get in fairness, I say I'm going to get straight to things all the time and then I don't.
We're 20 seconds into this thing.
In fairness, I'm no better at that than Famous Animal TV.
That's a good point.
I say all the time, like, hey, I'm going to be right on this. And then, like, you know, 7 minutes later, I'm talking about something that's got nothing to do with nothing. So I can't. A pot calling the kettle black.
The situation,
young Dolph, the honey shashi. You know what I'm saying?
What is he saying there? The honey shashi?
No, he was saying he knows about the situation, the young Dolph 100 shot S.
The situation, young Dolph, the honey shashi. You know what I'm saying? They say black youngster turned himself in on this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the situation. I ain't got too much to say about it.
Yeah.
Second.
Stop there.
All right. Let's stop there for a second, Famous Animal TV.
All right. Yeah.
All right. You're the guy I'm coming to figure out what's happening. You have a subscriber channel on YouTube so that you can say things about it.
Right. Right.
And then so you jump on YouTube to say things about it.
Right.
But then announce to us that you got nothing, you don't have much to say about it.
No. Gary, we're 30 seconds in and we still don't have any information.
We're 30 seconds in and he's already announced us, I don't really know what's going on and I don't have much to say about it. Then why are we here?
I am
bringing the street.
But he's bringing it straight ish.
I am bringing the street news to this shit. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, homie, you know, whatever is shit, you know what I'm saying? But I wish homie the best of luck of the situation.
Hey, let's stop there. Yeah,
wish him the best of luck.
I wish him the best of luck, too.
Right.
Like, I mean, as opposed to what? Wish him bad luck? Well, I wish him the best of luck.
What is the best outcome here? That everybody's alive.
I don't know. Get it down to a misdemeanor and maybe just, like, move on with your life, like I said.
I guess.
I don't know. And then bulletproof your car. That's what I would do. Continue. Yeah.
I wish homie the best of luck of the situation because she's some up shit.
That was an what is that?
He says it's that was some effed up S. MF-er was snitching. He doesn't know if MF-er was snitching.
How does he know?
He's just throwing it out as a possibility. Like, why would somebody put 100 bullets in your vehicle? Possibly if you're an MF-er who was snitching.
And you're good at this, Gary.
Yeah, I understand. I understand where Famous Animal TV's coming from.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the cable they said.
You know everything.
So, if a person willing to turn themselves in on some shit, probably they shit like mine. They ready to go get this out the way type shit. You know what I'm saying? At their life so they can go and move on with their life. And you know, like, recently, motherfuckers got on interviews, apologized to people like that. You know what I'm saying? So, in the case of the situation, if it's true or if it ain't true, you know what I'm saying? They say he turned himself in on. You know what I'm saying? If y'all notice, if y'all go look at his Instagram, you cannot find his Instagram. They say his Instagram is down.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold up. This guy has 17,000 followers.
Yeah.
Like, I got nothing here. Dude, I got nothing.
Dude, I would listen to this. I would, if I had time to play. By the way, we don't have time. After announcing at the 30-second mark, he doesn't have very much to say, and he doesn't know anything.
Right.
He talked for 8 minutes. He actually goes 8 minutes in the video. And so, if I could play it, I'll play it. I would. I would have taken Brad all day to bleep it.
Oh, jeez.
I felt so bad going to Brad.
No.
I was like, man, can you bleep this? He was like, sure. Usually when I ask him to bleep something, it's got like one word in it.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's every other word. And sometimes consecutive words. This is going to be a real task for you.
This piece right here was probably the most consecutive expletives we've
ever heard. She's a
unbelievable.
It's possible that an MF-er out there was snitching. Anyway,
yeah.
Like, young Dolph, stay safe.
Mm.
Black youngster, get well.
Okay.
And let's all be cool. Can we be cool?
Yeah, let's just be cool.
That's
story number two.
NBA draft lottery is tonight. The biggest story is whether the Lakers are going to be able to keep their pick or have to give away their pick. Based off of previous trades. Do you root for the Lakers to keep their pick or lose their pick?
I hope for them to lose their pick.
See, I want them to keep it.
You do.
And
you want that LeBar, the ball thing to happen.
I just think the NBA is more interesting when the Lakers are interesting. And Lonzo Ball in L.A. possibly is interesting. It's another storyline.
I think it would be fun.
that thrives on storylines. So I actually root for the Lakers to get their pick because that's more fun.
I am somewhat weirdly rooting for the Celtics. I know that sounds bizarre, but it's like, take this, Nets, for your dumbass deal.
Oh, yeah. I would like to see the Celtics get the number one overall pick because it just makes the Nets ridiculous.
You
the
dummies.
Lakers don't have to get the number one pick. They just got to be in the top three. As long as they're in the top three, they get to keep their pick. If they're not, they lose it. I will be privately rooting for the Lakers to keep the pick just because if the Lakers don't get it, you just get to laugh at the Lakers for one night, and then you laugh at them sucking forever, but that's not much fun. It gets old after a while. But, like, the Lakers being relevant is fun in the NBA, so go Lakers.
Story number three.
Mark Cuban says that the NFL's move to Las Vegas is going to backfire.
What's going on?
Why?
He says that what they're going to find out is by the time they get there, they've alienated themselves from Raiders fans and that Las Vegas is a transient city. And that it's a small market, and that people there with so many entertainment options aren't going to feel like sitting in a football stadium to watch a football game when you can do a million different things as opposed to watch a football game.
He's missing the point. He misses the point of it.
Listen, he's obviously a smart guy. I think he's wrong on this. First off, it is a small market, Las Vegas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.